Okay, so when I was 16 years old, I had the most amazing boyfriend. He was perfect. He was white, tall, handsome, had an amazing voice. And despite our 10, 11-year age difference, I was 16, he was 27, but despite that, we kind of managed to work it out. And I just thought it was the most perfect thing ever. It was so perfect that I was willing to lose everything to him, and I did. And it was just the most amazing couple of months in my teenage life. Well, fast forward a couple of months, and we had to break things off. He had to move back to America, and I had to move to Australia. And we just lost all contact. I moved back to the city to here, and I started dating again. I forgot everything about him. And when I was 18 years old, 2 years later, I got a message from him saying he and his wife are flying here so he can show her where he used to work and he can introduce his really good friend, me, to his wife. And yeah, I was surprised because he called me his really good friend, even though we were together and we haven't talked forever. But I was like, hey, whatever. I didn't care about him anymore. So I welcomed them, and yeah, we hung out a couple of times. Me and his wife, who was lovely, we kind of bonded over old stories. And the wife did something very wrong. You do not drink the tap water in Asia. No matter where you are in Asia, you do not drink the tap water. Even though you're in like a 7-star hotel, you do not drink the tap water. Well, she did drink the tap water, even though she was in like a very fancy hotel in my country. So she got sick. And we offered to stay in with her to just, take care of her, but she said we should experience the city, and so we did. He and I went bar hopping, and I got really bored because I don't drink, and he can't drink much because he's driving. I couldn't drive. So I called in a favor. I had a friend who was a club promoter, and we got in this sort of okay club. It's not like this exclusive, cool-ass club. There was a line outside, but it was never like way too long. But yeah, we got in this alright-ish club and we just started dancing. It wasn't anything sexual. We just danced, and I don't know how, but we just started getting bumped in closer and closer to each other. Maybe as the crowd got bigger, but we just got it in closer to each other. So at one point, we just started grinding. And my ass just started grinding his cock, and his hands were on my hips, and I can feel his one hand just going up my torso and feeling my tits. Now, with what I was wearing, with the top I was wearing, I was kind of asking for it because it was very low, and I'm pretty sure the only thing, like 1 millimeter, if it was 1 millimeter shorter, you could have seen my areolas. So it was pretty out there. And yeah, he just started playing with one tit. And so he turned around And I wanted to tell him to stop, but I just had to be a slut and just start grinding him. And he started grinding and grinding some more, and he started making out. And it just came to the point where he couldn't take it anymore. And so he went out of the club. He got out his phone and called someone. I don't know who he called, but we got in the car and he drove somewhere and we stopped by this hotel. Not the hotel they were staying in, but a different hotel. We went to a floor and then he knocked on the door. A white guy came out, handed him a card key, and left. We went in, I didn't ask questions, and we just started going down on each other, and it was very, very intense. At one point, he started fingering me, and I remember looking at his hands, and he put two fingers in me, and I could see his wedding ring as he was fingering me, and I just thought it was the hottest thing ever. And we were aware of what we were doing. We weren't anywhere close to drunk, and I think that just made it better, at least for me. And so we just, after we've done everything, after he came and me, and we came together, we just laid down for a bit. He said he had to go, and it's like, okay. Then he told me to go back here after lunch, and so I stayed there for a little while, I watched a little TV, and went back home, freshened up, and after lunch, I went back to the hotel. I thought he wanted to talk about it, but instead, we did it again, and this time it was way better, because there was no doubt. There was no second thought. It was like, yeah, he's cheating on his wife, and we like it. We are consensually cheating on his wife. And we did that for days. We went behind his wife's back even after she got better. We found a way to just sneak off and meet up in that hotel room and fuck. There was another guy in on this, the friend who let us in his hotel room, and he was encouraging this, and he would help us. He would drive me from my place. He would fetch me and drive me to his hotel. Yeah, we became friends, and we kind of still are friends. And he encouraged it, and he suggested, why don't we try getting kinky? And that's really when I started getting kinky. That's when I started doing toys. And him and his girlfriend let us use a lot of their toys. And so that was the first time I ever was tied up, spanked, and had a butt plug up my ass, blindfolded, and flogged. So it went very, very well. At one point, yeah, they had to go back to America. Of course I was sad, because that was the best sex I've had so far. but they had to leave. So we continued it online. So I would call him. I would call him while he was at work. And while he was at work in America, it would be nighttime here. So my family would be sleeping, and I would have phone sex with him at work. I would show him myself. And at one point, he was sleeping beside his wife. He was sleeping beside his wife, and I was at house in a cafe studying, and we had phone sex while he was beside his wife, and I was in a public cafe. So yeah.